Democracy has been guilty of exercising that kind of control over the ignorant masses. It is incompatible with the democratic order. It is incompatible with the democratic doctrine. It's incompatible with the main vein of life in the Constitution of this country. They have had a double rule in this country. And Allah guided Prophet Elijah Muhammad through Farad Muhammad. He guided them to expose it. He used them as instruments to bring about this great day of awakening. Although in their hearts were not upright. They did not intend the right thing, but they plan, and God planned, and God is the best of planners. If we want America to be right, we have to come to the concept of the human being that's in this book. This book is more compatible with the doctrine of this nation, with democracy as we conceive it, as the poor people conceive it. I don't know what they are conceiving on top. I think they are bullshitting us. I think they have another concept in their mind. But we are not going to take it. We're going to stand on the principles of truth and justice, and we will win. Appetite too. I know how to burn you out on your favorite pie too. I know how to burn you out on your favorite kick too. But if I use that principle to get past your judgment, to get past your righteous ball, and to do something out of the eyes of your righteous ball, I'm taking over your life, I'm manipulating your life, I'm forcing you to come to a position without your own free will, I'm acting as the devil in your life and in the society. And this world give us fad. They give us appetite. They give us fad. They manipulate the culture. They manipulate the record industry. They manipulate everything to juggle your life, to juggle your appetite, to juggle your interests, so that they put you where they want you at the time they want you to be there. And if they think they can go on doing it, let them try. The light is on the scene, is here to take over. Allahu Akbar, and may He guide us in the right path. Ameen.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. To those of you who didn't understand those words, it means God is the greatest. Because what we've heard just now was a God-inspired man delivering to you and I a message to reach into you what God have put in you and I, that this society has dulled in some and have killed in others. What Imam Warisuddin Muhammad just brought to us was a message on this Easter Sunday to resurrect the Christ in you and I. Takbir! 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 I know we all need that kind of resurrecting. Because even though you and I make prayer in the morning, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, make it again at noon. And after you make it at noon, he says, you're not finished. Make it again at mid-noon. Then he says, don't think you got away. Make it again in the evening. And then before you go to bed, he said, make it again. Because you got to keep fighting the unrighteous ball with the righteous ball. All praises are due to Allah. Give me some more tools to work with. All praises due to Allah. Brothers and sisters, we've been well fed this afternoon spiritually. And we want you to know that downstairs we have some physical food for you. And at this time, we have some entertaining food for you. We have some of our young brothers and sisters, who we call the Young Bilalian Voices, who is going to come forward to give us a rendition in this same spirit. Now, while they're getting ready to come up, we want to remind you all, as you all see the great work, hard work that has been done to bring this building up this level, and it took a lot of money, and we have boxes around the building called donation building fund boxes. We ask you, please, if you notice, if you went to church today, I'm quite sure the bucket was passed. We didn't pass a bucket. We don't pass a bucket in the religious room. But we have them strategically located outside of the religious, of the spiritual room. And we're asking you that when you leave from outside of the sanctuary, please go into your pockets and put something in there to help us offset the expenses. Brothers and sisters, while we're waiting for our young Bilalian voices to come and for our musicians to come up, these young brothers and sisters are what we are trying to bring out of this society under the guidance of our Imam Waridi Muhammad, young brothers and sisters who are inspired to bring about a new direction and bring about the new God consciousness in themselves. And inshallah, with our help and our guidance and the leadership of our Imam and the Holy Quran and Allah's guidance, we would like for them to go out and reach out for the younger people out there that are being tricked and guided by the wrong ball into the life of balling. You see, that ball goes after that young person more than it goes after the older people. And that young person, when they get turned around, then they wind up growing up into be a old baller who started out as a young baller. Is that right? So our young brothers and sisters, we are trying to guide them, and we want them to go out and reach out for the younger and the older to guide them and bring them back on the path that Almighty God wants us to be on. Did you enjoy what you heard this afternoon? All praise is due to Allah. Do we want Imam Muhammad to come back with us again soon? Allahu Akbar. We'll be sending another invitation to you, Brother Imam, real soon, inshallah. The Imam have just returned from a trip overseas. I believe he was in Turkey. Turkey and Cyprus. He was in Turkey and Cyprus. And our Imam is a man who's well received around the world. The world respects him as the Mujaddid. I have been in the company of some very high sheikhs from Saudi Arabia. And when Imam Muhammad came in their midst, I seen what they did. They got up out of their seats and asked him, "You come, you sit." And the humble Imam, he told them no, he said, but they insisted, "You come, you sit." And they acted like boys, schoolboys around a great sports star. You see? Schoolboys around a great sports star. This is the way that the sheikhs responded and world leaders respond to our Imam, for they recognize that in this man he has something. They may not understand the religious significance or the religious principles or the religious practices of the Muslims, but they do recognize when they hear Imam Muhammad speak that this man has something. And if you listen, I'm quite sure anyone who listened this afternoon to Imam Muhammad, they received something. And I want you all to know, brothers and sisters, that this building, this masjid, is being dedicated to the work of righteousness. And I want you all to know you're invited to come here. You're invited to come and listen to the messages. You're invited to come here and lend your assistance, because as Imam just said, God put himself in each one of us. Is that right? So you can come here. You say, "Well, I'm not a Muslim," but you're a human being. You can come here and bring that, as long as you don't come in here with the wrong ball. You come in here with the right ball, you can come in here among us, and we can play righteous ball. All praise is due to Allah. Okay. But we want to, if from this building, we want to begin dealing with the community problems. Is our city manager left? We want to deal with human problems in our city. We want to get right direction to help the people. We should not sit and wait for someone to come to us with solutions. We can solve the problems ourselves if we get together and follow the guidance that Almighty God put in us. So from this building, we want you all to know, all Cincinnatians, regardless of your religious persuasion, you may come to our meetings. You may sit down with us, and you may sup and dine with us, and we can exchange ideas for the betterment of the total environment. From this building, we want to establish a school that not only Muslim children can come to, but your children can come to. And we're going to guide your children on the right path. We're not going to guide them to rock and roll music. We're not going to guide them to pornography. We're not going to guide them to the bawling and boogie-woogie all night long. We're going to guide them to right thought. We're going to guide them to right consciousness. We're going to guide them to right morality. We're going to guide them on the path that Almighty God desired for us to go on from his very inception. So we're also going to have from this building a co-op coming soon, where we're going to pool our money together. We're going to start buying food to fight this, inflation is running wild. Inflation is running wild. We can't sit back and just let it happen when God gave us strength and mind. So we're coming together as a co-op, and we want you to cooperate with us. Come here pretty soon, starting May 1st, in fact. We're going to be having co-ops here on Saturday where you can come and buy your basic essentials that you must have at a righteous price. So we want you to know this building is a community-orientated building. This is what religion is. Jesus wasn't found in a house. I asked people, I said, tell me the name of the building that Jesus was in. Jesus was not in a building. Jesus was out dealing in community affairs and trying to better the community of the people. Is that right? Moses, you know, hear about a house for Moses. Moses was leading the people out into a place of, scripturally speaking, or land flowing with milk and honey. Is that right? Prophet Muhammad, may the peace of Allah be upon him, he was leading the people to a righteous society structured under the command and direction of Almighty God for righteousness. So we too, although we're in a building, we're not going to become intoxicated with the bricks and the mortar of the building, but we want to use the building as a base to go and do God's work. So are our young brothers and sisters ready? Are the young Bilalian voices ready? The musicians are in their place. The people are ready. And we'd like for them to come forward at this time. We want to recognize we have in our midst Father Willard. Father Willard, raise your hand, please. One of our neighborhood ministers, and he's a very wonderful brother in our community. And in fact, we're on a board together. We're on the Evanston Redevelopment Corporation board together. And although his house is called by a different name, he's serving righteousness. And we want to serve together for the betterment of the community. All praise is due to Allah. So on stage at this time, brothers and sisters, we have the young Bilalian voices. And while they get themselves together, we want to recognize them, and then we want to sit back and enjoy a number that they have for us. At the termination of that, we will have our closing prayer, and then you may go downstairs and partake of the delicious physical food that we'll have. At this time, the young Bilalian voices, you may.
Reach out and touch somebody's hand, makes this world a better place. If you can, reach out and touch somebody's hand, makes this world a better place.
That's a very good message in that song. I want to thank Brother Enoch Morgan, and I'd like to thank the young Belalians. Now, I was just informed that we have a sister here from St. Louis. Says she has written a song expressly for Imam Waris Deen Muhammad, and she asked for the requested to sing. Now, if anyone wants to recognize the great works of our Imam, I cannot hold them back. So with the permission of the Imam, I'd like to bring her forward. And I'll tell you something the Imam just mentioned to me about the voices of the young sisters and brothers who are singing. He said the voices sound beautiful. He said he had an ear for voices, and when they opened their mouths, he said he heard a beautiful voice. And he said, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that Bilal's beautiful voice reflected, he said, a beautiful voice reflects a beautiful soul. You see, a beautiful voice reflects a beautiful soul. So inshallah, at this time we're going to bring on another beautiful soul and another beautiful voice to sing a very beautiful song. Sister, you may come at this time. Allahu Akbar. Encourage her. This is Sister Fatima Ahmed from St. Louis.
As-salamu alaykum. The song that I'm about to sing is title, A Muslim. A Muslim is always a leader in the land. He has the best solutions to help his fellow man. Striving hard, he gives his best. You can't ask for more and you sure won't get less. A Muslim is always a leader in the land. A Muslim is one who is a friend. A Muslim is one who is a friend. When striving for righteousness, he will stand by you through thick and thin. A Muslim will always win out in the end. We stand firm to our words because we know we can. Show the woman how to be a woman. Show the man how to be a man. A Muslim is one who will remake the world. A Muslim is one who is sincere. Stands by his brother, far or near. No matter where he is bound, his brotherhood is always spread around. A Muslim is always a leader in the land. A Muslim carries the sword of truth. fighting Satan to the end, no matter what his skin may be, small or big, a Muslim will always win out in the end. A Muslim is always a leader in the land. He has the best solutions to help his fellow man. Striving hard, he gives his best. You can't ask for more and you sure won't get less. A Muslim is always a leader in the land. Assalamu alaikum.
Allahu Akbar. Takbir. Takbir. Takbir.
All praises are due to Allah.
Now, you know that was from Allah. That wasn't on our schedule, but as the man said, we play to play and Allah plan to play. This sister just put some beautiful icing. Where's she at? Sister Fatima Ahmed from St. Louis to record that sister's voice. That sister sounds good. And that song is good. All praise is due to Allah. Sister Fatima Ahmed, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Before we bring our brother assistant up to close out in prayer, I just want to relate something. Brother Jabir Muhammad back there, you know, he's the manager of Muhammad Ali's camp. So I asked him, I said, brother, you know, what's happening with Muhammad Ali? So he relayed to us a little poem. He said he spoke to him the other day. He said Muhammad Ali told him, he said, brother, my money is funny, my strange is change. He said, my change is strange. And if the price is right, I sure will fight it. There again, Allah's the best knower, okay? So brothers and sisters, we really, really, really had a wonderful afternoon. I'd like to thank Imam Muhammad for traveling here. He has his whole wonderful family here. The spirit is just beautiful here. This is the warmest day in the year in Cincinnati. Allah made it the warmest day. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The voices was nice. You understand? The wisdom was beautiful. I mean, it's just Allah. We just can't help but giving praise to Allah. Over and over and over again. All praise is due to Allah. I want to thank all you brothers and sisters who travel here. But don't go yet. We're still going to have a wonderful afternoon. We're going to socialize after we leave here. After we leave this rostrum and this room, we're going to socialize around, talk to one another, laugh at one another, enjoy thoughts with one another, and let's revival. The Mujahid is the revival. Let's revive our brotherhood. Let's revive our spirit. Let's revive our dedication. Let's revive our worship from this day on. And Allah will bless us on. Thank you. At this time, we'd like to call for El Hajj Samir to lead us in the closing prayer.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. All praises due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds, most gracious, most compassionate, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed that grace, those whose portion is not wrath and go not astray.